Now, Gordon's going to switch guitars again, and we're going to do a somewhat different kind of piece. It's actually what I would call a prose poem. I don't know how many of you like Bob Dylan. He wrote a lot of great songs, everybody knows. But when you talk to people about Dylan, what do they complain about, even if they like their songs? What do they say? But how do you stand what? That voice, as Pete says. So I thought, well, let's confront this right on, head on. This is called The Voice, and it's sort of a talking blues. It's about Dylan, but it's about really aesthetics and art and how you judge it and how you like it and what it does for you and so on. There are many different ways to do things and a lot of different tastes out there. The Voice. Some listeners cannot get beyond the voice, which they find awful, even repulsive, not pretty, not pleasant, not pleasing, even though it is full of feeling, sometimes sad, sometimes angry and vicious, sometimes exuberant, mischievous, wickedly charming, seductive, on occasion, regretful, contrite, full of spiritual longing. This is a cracked, smoke-ravaged voice that tells a tale that could take place in any time or place. This is a voice that talks as much as it sings, shoe-spooning red-hot word after word into its narrative lines, turns on itself, takes detours and diversions, spins on the rocks, and almost veers into the ditch, but finds its way back to the main road where, whenever it must, this voice has the talking blues and has got it right. Gordon, go. This voice is a ragged, nasal, phlegm ball of a voice that can clear its throat, spit out its imperfections, and croon when it wants to. This voice won't win the Pulitzer or Nobel Prize, but the song it sings uses it to serve its ends and bring the vision home. This voice is blue, often a dark and bruised blue, around the floor for its shoes at the crack of dawn, smells the coffee brewing downstairs, lights up a cigarette, coughs a few times, and begins an old talking blues song that turns into something new. This voice chants demonic and angelic subterranean poetry from the back pew. Worship pretty, this voice simply won't do. If you must have sugary and sweet to flavor your coffee or tea, forget this voice. But if you like a rough whiskey voice that knows how to crank up the mystery, take you into the dark, pull you down to the bottom, then lift you into the light that you have trouble finding on your own, this voice may have something to say to you. This voice may teach you a new way to hear a song that was previously beyond your frequency range. This voice may enable you to have a vision you never had. Beware of giving into this voice, which you thought does not know how to sing. Be careful. This voice is dangerous. This voice is wily, wild, and wise. This voice knows what it is doing, even though you may be convinced it does not. Be forewarned. This voice could take you where you never wanted to go. If you can get beyond an addiction to the merely pretty, this voice could change your life. Oh, thank you, Gordon. Isn't he great on the guitar? Boy, it just lifts you up when you get to do something like this with him.